So let's talk about this news here about Belkin continuing support for most of its smart home products and what you can do to prevent your smart home products basically becoming bricks. So back in the day, and even some products nowadays, whenever you controlled a smart home product, the signal would go from your phone to the company's cloud hosted somewhere on the internet and then back to that device, even if it was on your own internet in your own house. Now, when that happens, that's called a cloud connected smart home device. And that cloud that's up here in the middle has, it costs money. The company has to pay for it to maintain it. So that signal goes from your phone or Alexa or whatever to their cloud and back down to the device. Once again, even if it's on your own internet. Now, in order to prevent that, your smart home device needs to support local control, which means you can press a button on your phone or with your voice assistant, and it goes to your own Wi-Fi router inside your house and then to the device without ever having to leave your internet, which means that if the outside internet's down or that company no longer has a cloud up here, you can still control that smart home device. Now, you've seen protocols in the past like Z-Wave and Zigbee that enabled that, but they require a smart home hub, which a lot of new people to smart homes don't usually have. But lately, there is a new standard called Matter, which uses Wi-Fi and Thread, that does support local control over your own internet. If that company runs out of money and can no longer afford their cloud up here, you will still have control over your own internet between your phone and that device. Now, the other piece of this is if you have it connected to a smart home ecosystem, that ecosystem needs to prioritize local control. Now, bigger systems like Amazon's and Google's have historically not done that very well. There's very few devices that they do it with, but not much. So you're gonna have to look into something like Apple Home, Home Assistant, SmartThings a little bit, not too much, in order to get that local control. With a local running device and a smart home ecosystem that supports local control, you can then guarantee that if that company decides it no longer wants to pay for a cloud, that you still retain control of your smart home device.